Today, the Hoosac Wind Project, a 19-turbine industrial wind farm located in the Berkshire towns of Florida and Monroe, was celebrated by state and local officials, General Electric, Iberdrola Renewables, and Governor Deval Patrick.
Today, we celebrate the largest wind facility in southern New England. Working together, we are not only noting history, we are shaping it.
The governor talked about the significance of wind energy for Massachusetts' clean energy future set forth by 2008's Green Communities Act. In 2009, Patrick proposed that by 2020, the Commonwealth would generate 2,000 megawatts of wind-powered electricity. The turbines, operated by Portland, Oregon-based Iberdrola, promises to generate 28.5 megawatts of electricity, which was said to be enough to power 10,000 homes annually. Boston-based NSTAR will be purchasing the power generated by the turbines manufactured by General Electric. Vice President of Renewable Energy at GE, Vic Abate, spoke at the press conference about the size and power of the wind turbines.
This turbine behind you is the 1.5 megawatt machine with a 77 meter rotor. So imagine a football field, take that, turn it vertical, slide it 20 stories in the air and spin it, and you get enough power for 500 homes. So that's the technology challenge. We've invested over $2 billion in this space, and we're committed, and we see this as a generational build out cycle.
Those who spoke spent much of their time discussing the importance of local involvement and planning in the development of the wind farm. As part of the deal, the towns of Florida and Monroe will receive an estimated $6.8 million over the life of the project in tax revenues. State Senator Benjamin Downing, who represents the towns, spoke at the event.
And we know that there is a benefit to the town when it comes to taxes and other payments. To recognize the fact that you all are taking up something that is your particular ability and maximizing that opportunity and really leading the way for the rest of the Commonwealth.
But the construction of wind turbines to meet the governor's 2020 goal remains controversial among many in the Berkshires. Mike Fernany, a local resident who joined protesters representing the group Windwise, said that he's worried that the turbines located just a half mile from his home will do much more harm than good.
We can see the wind turbine right from my house, and I'm worried now if I could see them that I'm certainly going to hear them.
Fernany said he's worried about audible sound as well as low-frequency vibrations that may cause what's known as wind turbine syndrome, a name given to a series of ill health effects associated with wind turbines by Dr. Nina Pierpont. Fernany also said he's concerned about decreasing property values and the loss of his home. The permitting process for the Hoosac Wind Project took 9 years, and after the press conference, Governor Patrick said that he would like to see legislative action to help with future wind projects.
And so creating, first of all, that legislative framework, as I say, that there's a remaining gap, in my view, in having a wind siting bill so that we have some real regularity across the Commonwealth. But basically, the bones are there, and we're putting the meat on them now.
The Wind Siting Reform Act, also known as the WIND Act, failed to pass through the state legislature last year. Advocates against the bill have said that it would have taken siting control away from local residents. Recently, the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities approved NSTAR's purchasing agreement for the Cape Wind Project, a planned 420-megawatt offshore wind farm in Nantucket Sound. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau, at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.